Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain sunny with a high temperature of 74 degrees. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, a low around 58. And on Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 81. And in the news for today, President Joe Biden used a Labor Day speech in the battleground state of Wisconsin to endorse the expansion of unions, reiterating his election promises to be the most pro-union president in American history. Biden argued in Milwaukee that a skilled, unionized workforce would help the U.S. regain its place as a world leader in infrastructure and manufacturing. That according to a report from this morning's Guardian online news. Biden's comments come amid a major resurgence for the labor movement in the U.S., with more support for unions than at any time in the past 60 years, especially as low-paid workers across a range of industries try unionizing, the Guardian report continued. The Labor Day holiday in an election year typically marks the start of the final push before the November vote. With so much at stake in this year's midterm elections, Biden and Republican leaders are revving up the rhetoric. Biden used the speech to distinguish between the type of mainstream Republicans whom he has previously worked with and the, quote, extreme right MAGA Republicans, Trumpies, he said, who pose a threat to democracy and economic security and embrace political violence, end quote. His use of the word Trumpies lit up social media. Biden in office has largely avoided referring to his predecessor by name in public or taking direct aim at his loyalist voter base. Again, information for this report came in part from The Guardian online. In a news release received by the Nearly Noon News on September 1st, Leonard Peltier's Walk to Justice departed from Minneapolis. The march will pass through multiple cities, finally ending in Washington, D.C. on November 14th, will be held along the route. The walk is being coordinated by the American Indian Movement Grand Governing Council to demand Elder Leonard Peltier's release from federal prison. The walk passed through Eau Claire yesterday for a prayer gathering in Owen Park. Peltier has been in federal penitentiary for 46 years. He was sentenced to two consecutive life terms for aiding and abetting, resulting in the death of two FBI agents in a June 26, 1975 shooting on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. In his 1999 memoir, Prison Writings, My Life is My Sundance, Peltier admitted to participating in the shootout but said he did not kill the FBI agents. Human rights watchdogs such as Amnesty International and political figures including Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, and the 14th Dalai Lama have campaigned for clemency for Peltier. He is 77 years old and has been dealing with diabetes and other health issues while being imprisoned. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.